The Sky Lounge and the Cottage present The Sports Page. One thing leads to another. You've heard that old saying, and that's certainly true on 2nd Avenue, for the good times you always find at the cottage lead right upstairs to more of the same at the Sky Lounge. In fact, any night of the week, enjoy a doubleheader of good fun and entertainment at either place, well known as the spots where the friendliest people in town gather. So when you start out for evenings of good times, make your starting points the Sky Lounge and the Cottage on 2nd Avenue next to the Lacey Street Theater. Now here are the highlights in the world of sports. Rookie Cliff Aberson of the Chicago Cubs teed off on one of Vic Lombardi's fastballs today and golfed a Grand Slam home run into the left field seats at Wrigley Field, Chicago. Aberson's pinch poke, made in the eighth inning with the bases filled and one out, gave the Cubs a 4-3 win over the Brooklyn Dodgers. Cliff was clouting in place of pitcher Johnny Schmitz, who had fought a losing mound battle with Lombardi until Aberson's homer. The Dodgers' loss gave the second-place St. Louis Cardinals a chance to narrow the lead of the Brooks to 4.5 games. Right now, Brooklyn leads by 5. St. Louis plays Philadelphia tonight, and a win for the Cards would cut another half game from the Brook advantage. Other National League games tonight are New York, Pittsburgh, and Boston-Cincinnati contests. The only American League action today saw the Boston Red Sox defeating the Detroit Tigers 5-3. The Sox thus took a 1.5 game margin over the Tigers in their tussle for second place. Jake Jones hit a 3-run homer to help the Boston cause as the Bostonians touched Virgil Trux for all 5 of their runs in the first 3 innings, scoring 1 in the first and 4 in the third. Al Benton and Dizzy Trout also hurled for the Bengals. Joe Dobson pitched for Boston and checked Detroit until the 9th, when the Tigers rallied for 2 runs on Trout's double with the bases filled. Johnny Murphy then relieved Dobson and retired the side. In the American League tonight, St. Louis is at Philadelphia and Chicago is at Washington. New York and Cleveland were not scheduled. On the Pacific Coast, the Los Angeles Angels come home to defend a 3.5 game Coast League lead this week against 7th place Sacramento, while runner-up San Francisco tries to make up the deficit at the expense of cellar-dwelling San Diego. The Angels may not have smooth sailing. In 14 games played to date, they have gained no better than a 7-7 split with the Solons. And San Diego holds an 8-6 edge on the Seals thus far, which means O'Doul's boys may have trouble closing the gap. Likewise, third place Portland, which hosts Hollywood, will be hard-pressed to shorten the 5 lengths by which they trail Los Angeles. The Stars have taken 10 out of 14 from the Beavers. Oakland at Seattle completes the schedule. The Oaks hold a 9-5 bulge on the Rainiers, who will be trying hard to dislodge the Acorns from fourth and gain the playoffs 3 weeks hence. Results of fights last night. At Chicago, Abel Sestak, 222.5 of Argentina, outfought McKinley English, 204.5 of Detroit in 8 rounds. And at Baltimore, Archie Moore, 173 of St. Louis, stopped Jimmy Bivens, 183 of Cleveland, in the 9th round. At New York, Frankie Palermo, 139.5 of New York, outpointed Bobby Ruffin, 139.5 of New York, in 8 rounds. Also at New York, Tony Poloni, 146.25 New York, stopped Willard Hogan, 142.75 of New York, in the 6th round. And at San Francisco, Tommy Egan, 148 of San Francisco, outpointed Al Robinson, 143 of Fresno, California, in a 10-round fracas. At Vancouver, British Columbia, Emery Jackson, 160 of Richmond, California, decisioned Bernie Reynolds, 163 of Bellingham, Washington, in a 10-round engagement. Now the sports roundup by Hugh Fullerton, Jr. from New York. A Kentucky college president, Louisville's John W. Taylor, proposes that colleges should hire football players just like professors instead of hiring them by the present system. But what spectator would pay $3 or more to watch 11 college professors? Ohio State U, which drew 603,600 cash customers for last football season, expects to top that mark this year. And after typing that information, tub thumper Bill Snipe took time out to wish he was working on percentage. Jersey Jones figures it is ironic that Rocky Graziano, a New York resident, will have to pay an income tax on his ring earnings to a state which bars him from fighting. And if he clashes with Tony Zale again before January 1st, Rocky's tax bill this year will be more than enough to pay Commissioner Eddie Egan's salary. And there you have the highlights in the world of sports. And at the Sky Lounge in the Cottage, you have the highlights for evenings of entertainment and good fun, where you meet many friends and make new ones. That's at the Sky Lounge and the Cottage on 2nd Avenue. Make these two spots well known as the friendliest in town, your headquarters when you spend evenings of recreation anytime. Any evening of the week, it's a doubleheader of your favorite recreation at the Sky Lounge and the Cottage, where you feel right at home, whether you're a chichaco or a sourdough. At the Sky Lounge and the Cottage on 2nd Avenue next to the Lacey Street Theater. Make it a date also tomorrow night, same time, for another edition of the Sports Page, bringing you highlights from the world of sports. The Sky Lounge and the Cottage present the Sports Page. In just a moment, the highlights in the world of sports. And any evening of the week, you'll find the highlight in good times at either place, the Sky Lounge or the Cottage. They're both on 2nd Avenue, next to the Lacey Street Theater. Enjoy a doubleheader of enjoyment at either place any night, well known as the spots where the friendliest people in town gather. So make your starting points for good times, the Sky Lounge and the Cottage, on 2nd Avenue, next to the Lacey Street Theater. The Brooklyn Dodgers snapped out of a three-game losing streak like real champions today to trounce Chicago 5-1 and assure themselves of at least holding their own in the National League flag race. The win temporarily put the Brooks 5 games up on the St. Louis Cardinals, pending, of course, the outcome of tonight's game at St. Louis between the Redbirds and the Philadelphia Phils. The Brooks combined all the elements of championship baseball to win: power hitting, brilliant fielding, and good pitching. The Cubs scored their only run in the third on Bob Sturgeon's single and a double by Eddie Waitkus. The New York Giants chalked up their 5th victory in a row as they shaded Pittsburgh 3-2. Rookie Larry Johnson pitched 6-hit ball to record his 18th win of the year. Ralph Kiner accounted for both Pirate runs with homers, his 42nd and 43rd of the year, which left him only 3 behind Johnny Mize of the Giants in the home run derby. The Boston Braves clouted Cincinnati's mound ace Ewell Blackwell and 3 relief pitchers for 15 hits as they beat the Reds 8-0. Veteran Clyde Schaun held his old teammates to 5 hits to get his 5th win. In the American League this afternoon, the New York Yankees boosted their lead over Boston to 12.5 games again as they beat the Cleveland Indians 7-4, while Boston was losing to Detroit 5-0. Now, any combination of 6 Yankee victories or Red Sox defeats will clinch the pennant for New York. The Yanks hammered Bobby Feller for 5 hits and 3 runs in the first 4 innings, but relief pitcher Brian Stavins was the loser. Relief pitcher Joe Page held the Indians to 1 hit and fanned 6 in the last 3 1/3 innings to get the win, after rookie Vic Rashi had been routed in the 6th. Freddie Hutchinson pitched Detroit to a 5-0 win over Boston, holding the Red Sox to 8 scattered hits. The Tigers pounded Earl Johnson for 7 of their 9 hits and 4 runs in less than 3 innings. The St. Louis Browns defeated Philadelphia 8-2, scoring 5 times in the 7th inning to break up a 2-2 mound duel between Fred Sanford and Philadelphia's Dick Fowler. Walt Judnich and Jeff Heath each hit home runs with a man on base for St. Louis, while Sam Chapman homered for Philadelphia. Tonight in the American League, Chicago played at Washington. On the West Coast, Sacramento's 6-3 victory over Los Angeles, coupled with second-place San Francisco's 5-4 trimming of San Diego, shaved the Angels' Pacific Coast League lead to 2.5 games again last night. The Solon sent the Angels' starting pitcher, Russ Bowers, to the showers in the 5th inning with a 4-run splurge. He had had the benefit of a 3-run first-inning lead. Los Angeles produced on a walk and 3 singles. Joe Marte homered for Sacramento in the 2nd, and Jim Ripple smacked his 1st round-tripper of the year in the 9th inning. The Seals' Cliff Melton enjoyed a 5-0 lead until the 6th inning, when the Padres rose up and banged out 4 singles and a double, also getting a walk for their four runs before he could retire the side. In the other games, Oakland bested Seattle 7-2 and Hollywood smothered Portland 9-1. Oakland's Gene Bearden held the Rainiers to six hits, and he also singled and scored in the third and singled in the fourth to score Ray Hamrick. The Oaks totaled up 12 hits. Dick Barrett, seeking his 199th PCL victory, was the losing hurler. Hollywood hammered four Portland pitchers for 14 hits, including Tony Lupien's two-run first-inning homer. Ed Albosta held the Beavers to six hits. Here are fight results of last night. At New York, Tony Gennaro, 156 3/4 of Youngstown, Ohio, outpointed Joey Acosta, 159 1/2 of New York, in eight rounds. And at Troy, New York, Arturo Godoy, 204 of Chile, knocked out Charles Cyclone Williams, 201 of Buffalo, in the fifth round. At Los Angeles, Buddy Garcia, 133 of Galveston, Texas, stopped Eddie Prince, 137 of Los Angeles, in the seventh round. Fresno, California, Erskine Sacco Howell, 151 of Fresno, outpointed Charlie Cato, 153 of Oakland, in a 10-round fight. At San Jose, California, Dario Barron, 137 of Los Angeles, outpointed Tony Chavez, 135 of San Jose, in 10 rounds. And there you have the 24-hour picture of events in the world of sports. And here's the picture at the Sky Lounge or the Cottage any evening of the week. A friendly, congenial crowd enjoying themselves amid perfectly appointed surroundings. You, too, any evening of the week, can meet many of your friends at the Sky Lounge and the Cottage, a place where you'll feel right at home, whether you're a chichaco or a sourdough. So make the Sky Lounge and the Cottage your starting points for good fun. You can't miss. They're located next to the Lacey Street Theater on 2nd Avenue, the Sky Lounge and the Cottage. Be listening again tomorrow night, same time, for another edition of the Sports Page, bringing you highlights from the world of sports.